Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, visibility catalyst and best-selling publisher. You know, the majority of us has experienced feeling beaten and discouraged at one time or another. And I'm raising my hand there. I've been pretty open with my story and my journey. But I got to say something. In the hundreds of conversations I've had with women through this show, but also through the numerous summits I've produced, I've discovered that sometimes our darkest times lead us to our soul's purpose. Today's guest, Ann Barry Jolis, knows this journey firsthand, and she joins me to share that journey, how it led to the transformational work she's doing today in the world, and she'll share five questions that will support your life's journey, no matter where it's taken you. Ann Barry Jolis is a renowned life coach, award-winning author, TEDx speaker, and creator of Grace Trail. Blending life experiences and research, Jolis created the Grace Trail and has shared it with tens of thousands as it evolved for over a decade. The trail itself has many forms, including an actual trail in Plymouth, Mass., right in my backyard, virtual trails, workshops, webinars, retreats, and products, and has been featured by Good Housekeeping, NPR, Boston Globe, and more. Jolis thrives on helping courageous people take five steps to their best lives through her message of joy, hope, and resiliency. Welcome, Ann.
Hello, Linda. It's so nice to be here.
Well, I've been following your work for a while. You're right here in Massachusetts, and we have so many friends in common.
I said,
I got to get her on the show. And so thank you. I'm glad our schedules aligned that you could join me here today.
And me too. And it always takes me back a little to sit and listen to my bio. I'm like, wow.
Isn't it funny to hear someone else read and you're like, oh.
It really is. It's like, wow. You know, I should be 150 years old with all that I've done, it seems like. But it's really, as you and I were chatting earlier, it's just shaping up and evolving in ways I never imagined. And, I try to start my day every day. I call it the gratitude dance. And, you know, that's really just, you know, very quiet, still in the dark, you know, just some gentle stretching, but also just trying to keep my focus on all that's going right in this crazy world, right?
This is going to be an inspiring conversation because I know a lot of your story just from following you. So take us back, because the Grace Trail was actually born back in 2000 when you were going through a tough time.
That's right.
So tell us about that and bring us back, because I believe that when sometimes others look at us where we are now and they're like, but I could never do what Ann does, or I can never do what Linda does. They don't know our journey of heartache and overcoming things. And I love giving hope and getting women to believe in the power of possibility. That's why I ask my guests to share these parts of their stories.
Right, right. And it's great because you're right. What we're doing, you and I do, is we're really agents of hope. We're planting little seeds of hope all over the place. And you never know where they're going to grow. And that's what happened to me. I found myself in 2000, that's a long time ago, in my kitchen with a real sense of despair. I had just, both of my parents had just passed away within 6 months of each other. And I had five siblings, and on most days there were not enough of us to do all that needed to be done. I had two very creative and challenging teens. You know what that's a code word for, right? And,
oh, yeah.
Right, you do. Anyone who laughs at that, they know. The people who sit there and go, what? I'm like, yeah, just wait if you haven't had teens yet. And both of my teens are now adults and thriving. So that's another whole story. And I was also going back to school at that time to become a life coach. And I say that any one of those three things alone can knock you right off your feet. But together, it was like a life tsunami for me. And I found myself in my kitchen one day in the year 2000 saying, I need to step into a state of grace. And I did not know what I meant by that. But I knew where I was horrifying, and I did not know how to move forward. I almost felt like I was looking for the eye in the middle of the storm that was right next to me, but I couldn't find my way there. And so I looked at the word grace, and I said, wow, grace, gee, gratitude. I saw five words in the word grace: gratitude, release, accept, challenge, and embrace. I was like, well, those words are cool. And I started later on in the day saying, asking the questions that naturally flow from those words. And back then it sounded like, wow, even though life is really difficult, what can you be grateful for? What do I need to release to move forward? Even if it's just an inch in my life, what do I need to release to move forward? What's calling out for acceptance? And back then, there was a whole big pile of things that I was working on to accept. And C for challenge, the question was, how would I like to challenge myself to move forward in my life? E is, and what can I embrace as possible in my precious life? And that's the step where you get to take your imagination out on the trail with you. That's what I like to say. It's like, really, stop looking at your to-do list. Take a deep breath. And I asked the question, what can I embrace as possible in my precious life? It's the big picture. And I started asking those questions. I found every time I did, I felt a little better. I started calling my husband. This is where it gets a little crazy, calling my husband at work. I don't recommend that. He's a busy pediatrician, and I'd say to him, John, just give me a minute. Just listen. I needed to be heard. I felt like it was the ranting of an insane woman, and I needed to be seen and heard. And every single time I called, which wasn't a lot, he'd say, yeah, go on. And so I would just run through these questions and these answers really fast, and he'd say, okay. I'd say, okay, and we'd get off. One night he came home, and he said, let's do grace together. That's when we started every night walking around the block for an entire summer asking and answering those five questions. And we found every time we asked them, we felt better. I started using them, and that's when I knew I was onto something. I started using them when I became a life coach. And people loved it. They really did. But they really didn't. In 2012, when it became an actual trail. So I used it for about a decade in my life coaching practice, but it was just grace. It was called the grace process. And it wasn't until 2012 till my son was in combat in Afghanistan and I was having trouble coping again that I actually developed a trail. And but I do want to say at this point for all those people who are listening and that my son did make it home. He's one of the, you know, very fortunate ones who made it home. And he had 3 years of hell. And he's now in a period of post-traumatic growth and doing very well. And so I have to say that because when I forget, people worry. And at the end, people, like if I'm talking and speaking somewhere, they sort of sneak up and go, did he make it home? And he did. So
thank you for sharing that with us.
Yes. So during that time, I just happened to read this article on the Appalachian Mountain Trail. And in the article, the question was asked, who's hiking the trail? And the answer was, it's a whole lot of veterans walking off their war. I was like, wow, I love that concept. Where do I go to walk off my war? I can't get out to California, to the California Pacific Trail like Reese Witherspoon and Wild, right? I can't get out there. I can't get to the Appalachian Mountain Trail too easily. So I said, I'm going to make my own trail right here in Plymouth, Massachusetts, so that I can just walk it and talk it anytime that I want. And so I went down to the beach, and I picked up a big granite stones. Now, when I say big granite stones, as big as I could pick up, but that's a good size, and I brought them up on this one-mile loop that runs along Plymouth Harbor, and I put this big rock down, and I wrote, gratitude, what are you grateful for? And then I walked about a quarter of a mile, and I picked up another big beach stone, brought it up to the trail, and I wrote, release, what do you need to release? Put it down. I did that for each of the letters in a mile-long loop along the most beautiful scenery that you can imagine. So I said to myself, what if I put these questions in inspirational spots on earth? Will people's answers be different? You know, when you elevate your spirit, do you start to see new answers and be able to answer questions in a different way? So I put this the trail down, and then I hung up a map. And, you know, the map was a trail map. And I hung it up, and I said, well, let's just see what happens. And thousands of people, Linda, have walked the trail and discovered the trail. And it's actually a destination. People come to Plymouth now to walk the Grace Trail. And maybe they heard about it from my book, which is called Grace Trail, Find Your Footing. I'm not sure. There's lots of different ways now that people are hearing about me. But thousands have discovered it, and thousands have walked it. And my husband would come home from work at that point. He'd come in the door, and he'd have the mail. And I'd say, is it there? And he'd say, nope. And I was waiting for a cease and desist because I don't own the land.
Yeah.
So this is also something, I guess this calls about breaking the rules also, because I didn't own the land. And these were public walkways, you know, a bike path, and then it happens to go over a reservation that is preserved for walking trails. So I just sort of commandeered those trails and started calling it the Grace Trail. And Plymouth, Mass. My town of Plymouth has never sent a cease and desist. They have done nothing but embrace grace. They have given me awards. I've been in the newspaper at least four times, cover of a magazine. I mean, they're just amazing. They embrace creativity down here. And they sure do. And, you know, my brand or my logo is a rock, and it says Grace Trail. So I like to say this is the other Plymouth rock.
Right? Oh, I love it. And yeah. Plymouth has always had a sweet spot in my life. I'm about 20 minutes away, so I've been going there, God, since my daughter was born. 35 years, it's my place where when I want to clear my mind, I head there.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about how Grace Trail has gone from this simple path at this beautiful local park in Plymouth to a global movement, because what started as just something that your soul needed has grown so much. And I love when stuff like that happens. So we'll be back in a moment with Ann Barry Jolis of gracetrail.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book? Or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is renowned life coach, award-winning author, TEDx speaker, and creator of Grace Trail, Ann Barry Jolis. So, Ann, you shared how it started in Plymouth.
Right.
And I love, one, that the town of Plymouth embraced this, but people did. And it started to spread. So how did it become? It's almost like the movement had a life of its own. You couldn't have planned this.
No, I couldn't. And it's so funny because when I think about 19 years ago in my kitchen, I wasn't standing there saying, I think I'll create a resiliency model that people, you know, will walk and talk worldwide. I was really struggling for my own sanity and my own vitality. And I saw words and I saw those questions and people were like, what do you mean you saw them? I don't know what to tell you. That's what happened. And
yeah.
Some people say it was a divine download, and for others that's a little too much for them because, you know, that's quite a stretch. It certainly was my intuition and it was speaking really loud and I was fortunate enough to be listening. And, you know, I could tell you some amazing stories today of actually where it is that surprises me, and not only surprises me, but makes me so grateful to be, you know, privileged and honored to be walking the Grace Trail. And this summer, okay, so where do I go with all this? Okay, so this summer I was, in June, I was actually in the Good Housekeeping magazine. They featured the Grace Trail. And I think as a result of that, someone up in, I got an email that said, I just stumbled upon this concept. I can't believe it. And it was the public health director on a native or an indigenous person reservation, try to follow me here, in northern British Columbia, which is up the west coast of Canada, really high up. You know, it's like probably the closest to the North Pole that you get, right, with reservations and people living. And and what she said was, we are devastated here by substance abuse and depression and suicide, and I'm going to take these concepts, and I'm going to ask the elders of our tribe to interpret them into our native language. We're going to put the Grace Trail onto a healing path here for all of our residents to have access
wow.
to, and yeah, which is just so wonderful. And the way that she could do that was, when I heard I was going to be in Good Housekeeping, I created a product called Create Your Own Grace Trail, and it's a kit. And it's the soup to nuts to creating your own Grace Trail, even if you're almost near the North Pole. It's everything you need, whether you want to make one virtually or physically. So she ordered one, two actually, and they're busy up there, I believe, making some Grace Trails. And another amazing story, I got a call from an email from a woman in Egypt, and she is a young mother who actually is a life coach who got training in the United States, went home, she heard about Grace Trail, and she's bringing Grace Trail to Cairo. Now, she's not putting a physical trail because that would not culturally fit in their country. She brings it into her work at the bank, and she brings it into her work as a life coach in Egypt, which is just amazing to me. The other thing that's happening, Linda, which is really lovely is I'm starting to work with corporations, because corporate America is, you know, full of people who are struggling to be more resilient and to access joy at home, but also at work. And I'm very excited to say, and they've allowed me to say, that TJX, which is now a Fortune 500 company going global, they're going to be walking the Grace Trail. They're just hired me to consult and to bring this into the corporations so that people can find joy and resiliency when they're at work. So that's an amazing development that is just...
What I hear, too, Ian, is more and more corporations are waking up that they're not just a corporation. They're filled with individuals that are hurting, struggling,
right.
And this is a gift to their employees.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like this
yes.
is, it empowers them. So from a corporate perspective, it's actually a wise decision, right?
Right.
In fact, if I remember, I was supposed to be there that year, but we had a family emergency. Weren't you at the Mass Conference for Women? I hope I have that
sure
name
was.
Right. And the Grace Trail was there, and
yes.
thousands walked through
yes.
it.
Yes, yes. So in 2015, I had just published my book, and the Massachusetts Conference for Women, which is run by the Women's Conference, they asked me to come into Boston and to run a Grace Trail for 14,000 women. So I had a whole team of volunteers. I had corporate sponsors, and what we did was I set a Grace Trail up throughout their vendor market area, with interactive experiential steps at each letter of grace. And I had 45 volunteers. They were all professional coaches who all came from 7 states, and they manned the Grace Trail, and we had a blast. We coached people. We had people throwing these glow balls for release, writing letters to themselves for challenge. I mean, it was an amazing day. So the nice thing about the Grace Trail is you don't have to come to Plymouth to walk it or talk it. You could certainly do it at a large event. But there are people who just journal, sit at home and journal. There are yoga teachers.
That's what I was just thinking. Like these questions are something that you can do in the quiet of your home.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And people are. And... you know, I had a beautiful speaking and engagement down at one of the major alcohol and substance abuse clinics, actually Gosnell, down on the Cape and Islands. I've been down there to all of their residential facilities, and they're using it in their therapeutic and support groups, just sitting, asking the questions. They have people that have read the book, and they get together in a group. They actually are putting physical Grace Trails behind all of their homes, their residential homes, and so people can go on out and not just talk the Grace Trail, but walk it. But, you know, privately they can go, walking it in groups. You know, Hanover High School right here in your backyard, two seniors called me and they said, will you mentor us on our senior project? We want to put a Grace Trail behind the high school. And so we worked together, and these young ladies actually went into the 6th and 7th grade and had the students there work on making, they brought beach stones in, and the students worked on making inspirational rocks. So everyone not only was part of creating physically a Grace Trail, but they all talked about the questions in these classes and talked about, you know, hope and resiliency. And then these young ladies went and built a trail that connected the high school to the middle school. And so it's I love to say that Grace Trail has no race, no gender, no religion, and no age limits. You can change the questions to meet the needs of the group that you're walking and talking with.
That's what I love, too. When we come back from our next break, which will go on in a moment, I want to go over those questions again.
Okay.
Because I think they're so important for understanding the GRACE model, right,
mm-hmm.
the process,
mm-hmm.
And what each letter stands for, so that this isn't just, as you said, about walking a physical trail, It's so much deeper.
Right.
I love the idea of walking the trail because for me, it brings it into the physical realm.
Right.
But what I've been hearing is this is a deep, intimate communication with your inner self, your inner wisdom, your soul. Those are my words.
I would say that's true. And I'm hearing from people all over the world, absolutely weekly, but lately it's daily, about the impact it's having at their churches, retreats, schools, hospitals, cancer centers. People are really embracing it. And I think what you said, you know, it's a simple way to ask questions of yourself so you find your own answers.
Yeah, and for me, as I know from our chat right before we came on the air, that's where the answers lie. We can never find them outside ourselves, right? So what started as a seed for you to heal something within yourself, back 19 years ago in 2000, look at the ripple effect, right? And I've always believed, and maybe it's from my own journey, I've always believed the saying that our mess is our message. Our darkest days are really to guide us to our soul's purpose. We might not see it at the time, and it can get messy sometimes, but I look back at my life and say, thank you,
right?
Because I couldn't do what I do, and it sounds the same for you. This was bigger than you.
Right.
You're the sacred holder of the container and the vision, but this was meant to be born through you.
Yes, and I think it's really important to the point you just made that, you know, grace is not always graceful.
And, no.
It's from the mess, often, that we have to figure it out, from the chaos, the overwhelm, and the mess, that if we could sit there and not feel this need to, you know, relieve the pain or whatever, but actually sit with those emotions and those thoughts, that's often where your answers lie.
Oh, so true. And that's been my journey. We'll be back in a moment. I'm with Ian Barry Jolis of gracetrail.com. Be sure to check it out.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ladies, your story has the power to transform lives. 4-time best-selling boutique publishing company, Inspired Living Publishing, is dedicated to sharing women's stories of hope, love, and transformation with the intention to inspire and empower their readers to believe in the power of possibility. Share your story in an upcoming print or Kindle project. Visit inspiredlivingpublishing.com today.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, everyone. This is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspire Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and talking about grace today, right? And right before the break, my guest, Ian Barry Jolis, was talking about grace isn't always smooth and easygoing, and My hand was raised when you were saying that, like, oh no. In fact, one of the books we published, Inspiration for a Woman's Soul, Opening to Gratitude and Grace, it's about opening to it, right?
Right.
It's about allowing it in. Is that what you found too on your path?
Oh, absolutely. I really believe that grace is available to anyone if they're open to the possibility that it may show up in your life. I mean, I believe it was a gift of grace when I saw those five words and those five questions. But if I wasn't listening, too busy, too whatever, distracted, I would have missed it. And that's such a shame. So, great.
I love that you share that part of your story too, Ann, because I receive like you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it didn't sound far-fetched when you said, I saw the letters, I got it. To me, that's like your inner wisdom, your soul trying to say, hey, I'm trying to direct you here. Are you present enough in your life to hear the message? And you were, thank God,
yeah.
You know, because look at all the people's lives that have been transformed.
Right.
And if I'm correct, the process brings people into themselves so they can hear their own wisdom and truth.
Absolutely. You know, I say that Grace Trail is the trail that's just waiting for your arrival. Your answers are sitting there. And if you actually get curious, because Grace Trail is built on five questions. And you had said do you want me to say
yes, please. Go over the acronym again as well as the questions.
Okay,
I think
the
it's
acronym
powerful.
Is G is for gratitude, R, release, A, accept, C, challenge, and E is for embrace, as in embrace the possibility. So the five Grace Trail questions are, even though life may be difficult, what are you grateful for? What do you need to release to move forward in your life? A is acceptance. What's calling out for acceptance in my life? C is for challenge. How would I like to challenge myself to move forward? And E is for embrace. What can I embrace as possible in my precious life? So they're easy, simple questions, not always simple answers.
And it changes daily, right? Because how you may answer it one day is going to be different the next.
That's right. Every time you walk the Grace Trail, it's different. And that's where I believe grace opens up. Is when you keep asking, when you're curious, asking questions you don't know the answer to, and then and courage. I think courage is a huge part on the Grace Trail. I like to say that Grace Trail brings the curiosity and the compassion, but you have to bring the courage because these questions, the answers are not always easy. But that's where your trail lies, is discovering the answers to those questions.
So true, and I love that you said, it just worked this way, but gratitude starts it off, and my gratitude practice changed my life 26 years ago, and when I was going through a dark time, because it's easy to focus on what's not right in our lives, right?
Right.
Especially with the world the way it is, it's always coming at us with media, and now with social media, telling us what's wrong with our lives.
Right, right.
And I remember tapping in going, I don't have anything to be grateful for, you know, when you're in that.
Right. Right.
And I said, just do five things, Linda. And at first, it was simple things. For the hot cup of coffee I'm holding right now, I couldn't see the big things, even though they were all around me. It changed my life.
Right.
Has that been the case for you, too?
Oh, absolutely. I am so grateful that grace starts with G, because I think this five-step process is so impactful because it starts with gratitude. Gratitude has all kinds of neurological implications. It calms your nervous system. All kinds of chemicals flow when you start to look at what's going right. It takes you out of the feeling of being threatened and puts you into a place of gratitude where you're actually looking at what's going right. And I do this process with hundreds of cancer survivors. I'm a cancer survivor. My husband's a cancer survivor. And I always start, you know, in the room possibly with some people who are quite ill. And I say, you know, let's just start with what are you grateful for? And it always starts so quietly, almost like silence in the room. And then it builds, and they jump in, and they start looking, and the energy of the room goes right through the roof because they can find what they're grateful for. And I believe that first question sets you up for some answers and questions that are not that easy to answer, because when you start getting into what do I need to release, you know, there are two stacks there. One stack is what's in my control that I can let go of, and what's out of my control. And, you know, you really need to focus as quickly as you possibly can in life on what's in your control, because that's how you move forward through the difficulties. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it does to me. I've lived it, so I get your truth, and it's so true. Mm-hmm. And this whole process, the grace process, I actually love that you I believe in the word divine download. I use it all the time. So that you had a divine download, right? Mm-hmm. That you received it, because I believe we're all here with a message to share, mm-hmm. and our life purpose is to discover what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Doesn't mean we're all meant to be entrepreneurs, right? That's not what
right.
I mean. You can be a grocery store clerk and have a purpose of how you interact with people. But the way this has kind of blown up, mm-hmm. gotten so big, that is nothing that you could have even planned, because it was something bigger than you.
Right.
It's like Aspire Magazine 13 years later. I kept seeing the vision. That's why I laughed when you described how you received grace.
Right.
I received the logo, what the first cover looked like, and I kept going, what is this stupid dream about a magazine? I have no
right.
desire to. But it was that important, and here we are
right.
13 years later. Does
right.
it mean it was easy? No.
No. No.
That's what grace is about also, though, finding those moments in the midst of the mess.
Right.
Sometimes we focus so much on the mess, especially the way the world's telling us to do so.
Right.
I think what the work you're doing in the world is reminding people that there are still beautiful moments in the midst of it all.
There are. And, you know, the other thing is that there's a lot of hard work goes into making hope happen. You know, you've worked really hard. And
yeah.
you have this. You followed, on Grace Trail, I say, you hang your hope on the horizon and you walk towards it every day. And you had this vision that was out there on your horizon that you could keep navigating towards. And there's a whole lot of work that goes into making hope happen. You know, this wasn't just something that was handed to me. It's something.
No, you had to create it and nurture it.
Yeah, it's something that I had to nurture and love.
Sacrifice for.
Love it right up there as it was evolving in front of me. And lots of times I really didn't know where it was going. I don't know where it's going today. But I do know there's a movement and energy to the Grace Trail that's really exciting. And I'm just very grateful, you know, to be on the Grace Trail. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I'm grateful to have you here to share this message. So let's talk about that a little more. If listeners want to start walking along Grace Trails, you know, and head towards joy, hope, and possibility today, how can they start?
Okay. Well, they certainly can just write those five questions down and start asking them. I mean, I've developed lots of products that people can my book helps people to get deeper into each of the concepts and understand it. And it's, as I said earlier, it's called Grace Trail, Find Your Footing and Move Towards the Life You Are Meant to Live. That's one way. I've developed a deck of hope cards, and it's a collection of Grace Trail questions, and it's also a collection of images that are all from my iPhone and my husband's iPhone. They're all original, and they help people answer those questions. So there's lots of creative ways to use that. There's a lot of things on my website at gracetrail.com, Linda, that people can go to. They can print out the map of the trail here right in Plymouth. People really like that map because the questions are on it, and it's sort of cartoon-like, but it breaks down really simply what the trail is all about. So though it's manifested itself on a trail, it's really as simple as asking the questions. I have walked out on the trail here, and I've walked into wedding parties walking together, walking the Grace
Trail.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
Yeah, family reunions, a yoga camp for girls walks it every summer, church retreats. Some churches come here after their sermons and after their ceremonies and come down here to walk it together. A high school adjustment counselor, their whole department comes and walks it sometimes during their team meetings. So you have to have, for the Grace Trail, you have to have a willingness to ask the questions and listen to what the answers are that show up. They're not always what you want.
I want to talk about that because sometimes we think, well, if I keep asking, I'm going to keep asking until I get that answer that
right.
I want.
Right, right.
And
well,
you hear that
nice.
Often, that because it really stretches us out of our comfort zone, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, for C is what is the, how would I like to challenge myself, that fourth step on the Grace Trail? And I like to say that the C for challenge stands for commitment, because it takes a commitment to take on a challenge. It takes courage, takes creativity, choice. These are all the C words. And the only C word that's not on this step of the Grace Trail is comfort zone. You absolutely have got to get out of your comfort zone and do something that scares you on a regular basis to grow. Otherwise, you're doing the same old thing every day.
It's so true. And for me, I think the way I'm wired, I'm not one to stay in a comfort zone. And there's a part of me, of course, like all humans, that you kind of yearn for it.
Yes.
But I'm not wired that way. The moment I feel like I've entered my comfort zone, I stretch myself, which I'm doing now in my business. And
right.
Going towards that vision on the horizon, even though to the outside world, others would say, what are you doing? You have this successful, you know, business going on. My soul knows I'm meant to do this thing, kind of like you
right.
were with the Grace Trail.
Right.
I don't have to understand. I just have to trust myself enough.
Right.
Isn't that what it's about, breaking out of a comfort zone to live our truest soul's expression?
I think that's what it's about. And on a really simple level, whether it's your truest soul's expression or not, there's not much happening in your comfort zone. I mean, there's TV, there's all the food you like to eat, there's, you know, there's all the things that make you comfortable. What's not there is a path forward. It's a path stuck. And that's why I say it takes curiosity, compassion, and courage to actually move forward in your life. And but you have to be open to the possibility of grace showing up. And will it show up in your comfort zone? Yeah, if you turn the TV off, you might notice it. But it sure happens. Grace enters my life because I believe grace is a gift from Source or higher power or God or your angels, guides, whatever you embrace that makes sense of your world. I believe we get a gift from that. And it's not something you can order, you know, on Prime. You sort of just have to live your life with an open heart knowing that grace can show up. And I have an amazing story of grace. Do we have time if I share this?
Let's take our break. Then we'll come
okay.
back and you have the last segment. Because I was so funny. I was just going to say, do you have any stories from people that walk the Grace Trail? So I can't wait.
Okay.
And I'll be back in a moment with Anne Barry-Jolis of gracetrail.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Imagine living a life of awareness and flow instead of struggling with spiritual disconnect or chronic disease that can keep you from enjoying the fullness of life. It is possible, despite your current outside circumstances. Cindy Hively is an intuitive healing coach, goddess creatrix of InHerFullness.com, and sacred contributor to multiple best-selling books for women. Cindy mentors women around the world and supports them with awakening their inner wisdom and innate power so they can consciously create a luscious life filled with passion, radiant health, prosperity, and magic. Cindy's empowering blend of strategic thinking and intuition brings her clients an effective mix of spirituality and real-world practicality that supports women where they are on their journey, while holding space for the sacred possibilities that lie ahead. Learn more at InHerFullness.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on Om Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is Ann Barry-Jolis, the founder of The Grace Trail. Right before the break, you asked about sharing a story, and I'm like, yes, because I love stories because I feel it really connects people to each other. So please, go ahead, Ann.
I love to tell this story when I speak because you know that there's a part of the audience that's like, yeah, Grace, that's not for me. It's not in my life. It may not be a word that they use. And it's real, guys. So this story sort of leaves people like, what? Okay, so 2 years ago, my brother Rich passed away, my best friend. And yeah. I miss him every day. Frequently I wake up and I say, oh, I wonder what Rich would do, or what would Rich say about that? He was a huge part of my life. So anyway, his daughters were the ones who closed down his home and his business, and so they receive mail still for him. So my niece called me in June. She says, you're not going to believe this one. She said, I just got a copy of Good Housekeeping, and you're in it, and it's addressed to my father.
I'm like, who passed way back?
He passed away a year and a half before that. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, well, I don't know. I got this thing. They're soliciting him to see if he wants to buy the magazine. And it's your issue with your article in it. I'm like,
divine,
oh my
synchronicities.
Gosh. Is that crazy? It's crazy.
But I love stuff like that, and I believe when you're open to it, that's a moment of grace, right? It's a reminder that you're always fully loved and supported in multiple ways.
Right. I mean, I think my brother was saying, go for it, you know? You got this. Because really, the magazines he should have been getting were Golfing Digest, yachting or sailing, whatever. That's what he did. He never had Good Housekeeping. He was not on that list, but somehow he got on that list.
Oh, yeah. He was on the divine's list to remind you.
That's exactly right. And I just love that. I have that right here on my bookshelf with the letter from the Hearst Publishing Company. But, you know, if we keep it really simple and say to yourself, it's a gift, and we get gifts every day, and I find myself at the end of the day, I tell the universe and ask the universe what I want and need and hope for. I say ask, believe, and receive. And I really believe those things can happen. So, if you sit in the land of abundance and possibility versus fear and feeling threatened all the time, then you can actually put your head up and take a deep breath and embrace the possibilities.
It's so true, and it's one of my favorite sayings. It's part of my mission. I want to inspire women to believe in the power of possibility. Because look at your path, and look at mine.
Yes.
We didn't map all this out.
No.
We trusted, allowed, fell down, got back up, right?
That's exactly
right. And we just keeping on knowing it's coming from within us, not from outside of us. And I'll speak for myself. That's my truth. I feel always led by something, and it's what you just shared. It's those moments of grace, and I call it divine synchronicity. It's like you, that magazine being delivered.
Right.
Right, that divine synchronicity. Do you hear from people in your community about transformation that they have? Do they share their stories with you?
Oh, absolutely. I hear from people in the certainly the oncology community that they can they walk the grace trail. They talk. They ask those five questions, and what it does for them is, I mean, I grew up in an alcoholic home. And that was a long, long time ago, all right? That's not part of my story moving forward. But it really did happen, okay? And I still, at my age, wake up afraid. I know that sounds crazy. But I wake up with a sense of, with unrest and unease. And I ask the five questions. I start with the gratitude dance. And that calms me down. That's what I hear from people all the time. Thank you. You gave me five simple steps that helps me to plant my feet in what's positive and what's going right so that I can move forward again and get back on my trail. There's people, I get pictures from the recovery community. The drug and alcohol recovery community has reached out and embraced the Grace Trail in remarkable ways. I get pictures from people who are having retreats all over the country, and they're setting up Grace Trails. And whether they leave the building or not, or just do it within the building, they send me pictures of the trail guide with the words, just like a guide on a trail where you'd see a sign for gratitude this way, release that way. I get photos of how they're using it in their retreats. I have a wonderful story about a minister who used it at a summer camp up in New Hampshire, and it was a children's summer camp, and when the parents came, the bishop was there that day, and they just sat in the chapel, and they asked the first question, what are you grateful for? And during the service, they looked at each other and answered the questions, and then they were all given post-it notes and said, what do you need to release? And on one side of the chapel, they wrote what they needed to release to move forward and stuck it on the wall, and on the other side, they put up acceptance and what they needed to accept in life. And the final step, what they did for embrace the possibilities, was they had these beautiful beach stones, and they all wrote one inspirational word that they wanted to take forward with them. And the bishop blessed their stones after they wrote their words and they got their stones to bring home. People are creating their own grace trail and also changing the wording so that it fits the group. Maybe in a church it would be, how are you grateful to God? That may be what they say. In a corporation, the question might be, what strengths did you bring to your biggest challenge at work? Where you brought a positive impact there. What are the strengths you are grateful for? You know, with a teenager, it might be, what are you grateful for with your group of friends? You know, it's really nice that
it fits in, Ian. It fits in because it's, I'll use my language, sacred truth. Like the grace process, it doesn't have to really fit in because it's truth that everyone across every religion, denomination, circumstance, it resonates because it's truth.
Right.
I'm so grateful that I had you here to share this with my listeners today, and I want to take a moment before we come to a close. I want to get everyone to go to gracetrail.com to learn about the Grace Trail products, Ian's book, the Hope Cards, and the Create Your Own Grace Trail Kit. There, it is all there waiting for you to bring more grace into your life. And Ian, I want to thank you for being here. I feel like we could do three shows on this topic.
Well, I think you're going to have to come down here, Linda, and we're going to have to walk the trail together.
We are going to have to. It's one of my favorite places.
Yes.
So we will be in touch. I'll have to Facebook message you.
Okay.
And thank you for being here. Again, that's gracetrail.com. And Barry Jolis is waiting for you there. Check out all of what she has for sacred offerings. Until next time, my friends, choose love, choose joy, and choose happiness.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.